I'm looking at a race de Kooning drawing as a motorcycle zooms by outside. Anyway, I'm looking at it again. Well, it's really easy to talk about the idea of the mark, right? The mark or the gesture that needs to be made to make a piece of art. And so the act of omission becomes its own other kind of revelation in art. And I've seen this done in poems where you take out bits of poems, you black them out, and you create a new poem. I think there's a specific name for it, though I've forgotten. This is interesting to me because it's an entire omission, but you still see a trace left behind. And it's not intelligible. It doesn't create a new poem or a new drawing in this case. But it leaves residue. And I think for me, when I look at art, I'm trying to fight the idea that I need to be reading. And I think that's particularly because I write criticism, because I'm a critic. I think sometimes when critics approach something intending to read it, it makes the actual criticism that results empty or lacking generosity, whether you liked the thing or not. But when I resist reading, there's more vulnerability. I have to come to this erased drawing with the vulnerability of not knowing what's been erased, not knowing about it, its history, for instance, and not having an immediate sense of what it means to me. But the more that I talk and the more that I look at this, I'm thinking about whether we can erase value, or the way that value is doled out, the way that value is defined, if we can erase the market, or if it's indelible, if capital's mark on us cannot be taken away. And you know, all this and you're looking at a de Kooning drawing. I'm Cassie DaCosta, and I'm a writer.